Ladies, where are you? ESPN Sage Steele calls on women in media. Hollywood to defend Riley Gaines after campus attack. By Dylan Gwynn on April 7, 2023. ESPN Sage Steele took to Twitter Friday to call on women in positions of influence to defend Riley Gaines after she was assaulted by transgender thugs at San Francisco State University for speaking out against allowing biological males in women's sports. As Breitbart's Elena Mastrangelo reported, Gaines shared a video on social media, which showed her being rushed out of the venue by police officers and ushered into another room at San Francisco State while radical left-wing activists repeatedly screamed, "Trans rights are human rights." Louis Barker, Gaines' husband, added that he spoke with her while she was barricaded in the room for nearly 3 hours. "She told me she was hit multiple times by a guy in a dress. I was shaking. It made me that mad," he said. "It makes me sick to feel so helpless about it. She was under police protection and was still hit by a man wearing a dress." Steele responded to the viral video and the lack of outcry from women in positions of influence to challenge women to defend Gaines regardless of the narrative. Steele reminded Gaines that many people support her. "It's hard to imagine women in media or Hollywood remaining silent over another woman being assaulted by a man in public for her political views and remaining silent." But of course, as Steele says, Gaines was challenging the left's radical transgender movement, which doesn't fit with the narrative the vast majority of women in positions of influence subscribe to. A reality that flies in the face of the supposed feminist movement that so many women in the media claim to espouse. It's also telling that Steele is the only woman at ESPN who has publicly defended Gaines. "Defending Riley Gaines because she's a woman and because she was engaging in free speech should be enough for women at ESPN to defend her. If not, they could definitely defend her as a former sports figure." Instead, with the exception of Sage Steele, the silence is deafening.